Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, wonderful. And here we are listening to the Cosmic Philosopher on the Block Talk Radio Network. And I am host Tim Aldred. I tell you, I've been watching a lot of the existence of the cosmos, the galaxies, and these other different places of existence. You know, it's baffling to me to now have to deal with what is happening on Earth. And the problem is the confusion that the homosexual use the Bible to spread. Oh yeah. The confusion is overwhelming to an extent. I am overwhelmed to see when your brain is retarded. Just read the information of the people created in South Africa. Read the history of it. read the history of the monkeys. When did the monkeys came on the planet Earth? The monkeys are the second life form, because you have the microscopic things that came first as the first life form. And the second life form was the hominid, the monkeys, the primates. And where did they develop? In Africa. And their existence began 3 to 4 million years ago. You know how long that is? Were any human being around that time? No. Did the Elohim came from Nibiru to Earth? Yes. No. Elohim came to Earth with civilization. Up to the point when the Elohim came to Earth, there was no civilization of the gods. Don't talk about human being, because human being came about when the gods, the Elohim, created them in South Africa. That's the truth. But we grew up with these sodomites writing a Bible, and because of that, we, the hybrid anatomic human beings, we don't get a chance to learn who we are because of these apes that turn some kind of humans. They are the problem. They are the problem. All right. And before I go off into that, I want to read something and expand on it. So I just make that remark about how confused things are on the ground here. But when I begin to watch these videos and look at these vast worlds, round world out there, okay, and see how things are bad here. And you want to tell me, from the microscopic to the hominids, you know, it is a long time, because between the hominid and the microscopic life is billions of years between the microscopic and the monkeys. So the monkeys became the second life form, right? And between monkeys, which obtain the second life form position, because there's three life forms, and you need to know it, just like I get to know it, okay? There was water cover the earth. There was no dry ground yet, but water recedes and dry land came. That you're talking about, dry land came after the microscopic the monkeys, primates, they come from the microscopic. That's been there millions of years until monkey type of a creature begin to form. Take a long time. A few, almost 4 billion years. Think about that. Don't believe what I'm saying, because I don't depend on anybody believing anything I'm saying. I depend on you hearing what I say and identify for what is said. And as far as I'm concerned, what is said is knowledge, because it is the history of the past. You don't need to go any place else. And if you look into it, it will show you what government is. Right now, too many of us don't know what government is. Too many of us don't know when civilization came on the earth. We are here believing in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ never exists. Neither does what they call God in the Bible. It doesn't. Let me get back now to the clean surface of the fact of who we are. We talking people, we are not like white people, you know? We're not like them. They are our challenge. However, since we have gotten their disease in our brain, we become retarded. Our brain is retarded. So we can do a lot of things and make a little living and stuff like that. Yes, but something is wrong with us, because they start to rule us. All these monkey turn some kind of human, the flat-faced man of Kenya. How did they come to be looking like human being? It is because of their disease. You see, we never had disease when we leave. Some of us left Africa and come to the Western world. No, neither do them that never left Africa. They never had no disease, but you bet. After we were given the disease, they gave it to those in Africa too. So, and who it affects and more seriously are those who conduct government business, kingship business. Because kingship is the government that came to earth, and of course the gods, they spent a long time here, 445,000 years they stay on earth. And that's the amount of time since civilization came to earth. And all these things that the gods set up under the government kingship is a calendar. 365 days calendar. Who do you think set that up? It's not these white sodomites. Okay? And they set up everything that pertains to civilization. But here come these sodomites, right? The primates, the primates, the hominid primates, the first species, hominid, okay? They are the first to try crossbreeding with our blood, because we can talk. But not even the Neanderthals, our brother species of sapien, they were not able to talk. Neanderthals never spoke a word, but they were the first They were the first to be a higher a higher degree. This was the first offspring of humanity from the ancestor Sapien, right? The first of humanity is the first hominid, not hominid, sorry about that, is the first creation. The first creation of the Sapien species is the wise Sapien. That's the ID for our first human creation. Okay, that's the species where Adam and Eve came from. When the blood of the Sapien, the first Sapien, was used to create Adam and Eve with the blood of the gods. And that's where we're coming from. This is such a delicate thing, a delicate thing to talk about and get right, because now we have a lot of confusion thrown around and people believe in what the Bible say. No, please. Like I said, I don't want you to believe what I'm saying at all, but go and search for yourself, because I'm telling you, start reading the World History textbook, not Bible, because Bible is not going to give us knowledge at all, at all. 1 Corinthians 2, it tells you that your mind must be unnatural. Now, you think of your mind becoming unnatural. You ever see anybody drunk drive well on the road? No. If they drink some strong drink and they didn't go over the line, they could drive. But as soon as you change to being unnatural driving, yeah, you turn off the naturalness of your mind, and there you go. You cannot drive good. Now, when you're having a headache, does that make you feel good? And how well you going to read or do things when you begin to have a headache? Or other things that happen to your mind, and you know, you're just not thinking right. That's when your mind is unnatural, you know. Your mind don't have a time when it can be unnatural and you are a jolly, happy person. Your mind cannot. There are other things like your mind that work like your mind too. You better be sober at all time. But no, the Bible, the Christian Bible, the Jesus Bible is telling you that your mind must be unnatural for you to understand those mysteries in the Bible. You know why they are mysteries? Because they are lies. Because they are lies. And it is difficult for you to take what I'm saying. But like I said to you, you better start doing your reading. Otherwise, you're dead believing. All right. What I want to tell you now today is about Christianity and how we are messed up with Christianity. So let me go to the title. I grew up in church, oh, okay? I grew up in church, and this is what I'm going to touch on you, because I get into the church when I was like age 7. But now I'm going to tell you about, you know, I mean, it gets worse now, because my parents, you know, they didn't know anything besides just believing in Jesus, right? And I grew up with that idea too, believing in Jesus. And therefore, my friends, life went on rocky for me until I began to read and have understanding of what I'm reading. And that knowledge caused me to throw the Bible in the trash, not literally, but you know, in a figure of speech, dump the Bible, because there's only a place in the Old Testament that I see some things that stays with some with viability, that what it is saying. But it's not about Jesus, though. Okay? Everything that talk about Jesus is blasphemy to the African creation of sober and civilized people. Not uncivilized, but civilized people. That's what I mean, right? If I sound like that before, not coming across. Now I am making, I'm punctuating that you understand what I'm saying. Boys now, 5 years of age, I see a little black boy and a white boy at 5 years old, turning a minister. They believe in Jesus. Now, I am telling you something today that you need to search your knowledge. When you went to school, what did they teach you? Did they teach you how to believe something and how not to believe something? I had some people, professional people, academic professional people, and they all could make out what I'm asking them, because that don't happen in academic school. They don't teach you if you believe nothing. They teach you generally how to handle word, but they don't go into the depth of how you are to handle words. And that is what is causing a massive confusion among adult people and those who are Christians and those who are not Christians have been wrapped up into the cobweb of Christianity anyway, right? We grew up this whole bunch of nonsense about Jesus died for our sins, and I am shocked to realize how so many of us who leave Africa for the first time when we were only 100,000 years in development in Africa, when we don't know any disease at all. There is no record that we had any disease for the first 100,000 years. Now, I'm talking these things, you know, and I am noticing that I'm saying these peculiar things and nobody would want to come in and let us talk about it. No. That's how bad the confusion is. All right. When you have so many millions of adult people believing in Jesus, believing that Jesus begot a son, hey, what happened when you have children so young? I can tell you when I was 7 years old, these guys now are like, you know, under me like 2 years. They 5 years, and they are preaching like they're staunch, seasoned preachers. If you hear them, I am stunned to hear the kind of clarity that these guys are speaking. I'm talking about Jesus and God. It is in the traditional way of the adult people talking about the Holy Ghost and Jesus and God. Yes, these 5 years old, they can talk that in the same old way. But I have a spiritual awakening about how to read and understand exactly what I read. And it was quite different when I was alerted mentally about reading and follow the context of what you're reading, okay? And I found out that for like 50 years or so, that I was reading the Bible. I was reading from Genesis to Revelation and stuff. I probably have missed a few of the Old Testament, but I think I have read all of the New Testament and a lot of the Old Testament, especially the prophets of Isaiah and Jeremiah and stuff like that. And I was quite comfortable when I read them. But when I began to read now like a mature person and find out that some awful things that I was believing turn out to be not the truth. So sooner than I discover these type of things, I will tell you some of these scriptures so that you understand what I'm saying. It is very distressing to hear somebody tell you that the Bible and God is not true. However, I am not saying that there is no creator for things. Yeah, but if you are to know who created the world and created mankind, you would have to have a good reading sense to know what history says, number one, and to know what prehistory says. So the history of our time, you need to read that too. But you more so need to read the prehistory, the history that the gods wrote and tell us about civilization when they came and make mankind a civilized being. These Sodomite, white people them that you see here, these white people, they were not there before, let's say before 100,000 years ago. They were not there looking like human being and white. They were monkeys. And they want to tell us today that we are the monkeys. Remember that they say in their high court to a slave man, they said we are not humans. That's what they said. The high court tell the man who was trying to buy back his freedom from the white people slave masters. Yeah, no, he had to go to the high court, and the high court turn him down and tell him that no, he can't buy back his freedom, human freedom, from the white Sodomite people them, because by the time we must know them, they stopped being monkey. They were just the offshoot of monkeys. So today, you don't see them looking much like, you may, some of them probably, you could see some brand of them like monkey on them and their skin and thing like that. That is different. And if you see African people having wrinkles and stuff like that when them, you know, they are getting older and stuff like that, it is their blood that we got inside of us. Yeah? Because now we begin to marry to them and they marry to us and stuff like that. And that's not supposed to happen. But it is because of what they have done over the past 100,000 years. And if you never hear that before, I'm telling you now, and it's up to you whether or not you want to get the knowledge of it and better your mind with a proper thinking of knowledge and believing Bible. When you read in the Bible and read it properly, when you see a place in the Bible that is talking and not talking about the God of the Bible and the Jesus of the Bible, then you can rely on that because it will fall in line with civilized understanding. You see what I mean? So it's not about belief, my friend. If you're following belief, you're going the wrong way. All right. I had a caller came in yesterday, and I had a good time. I had a very, very good time. And my friends, this was a sodomite came on my show and began to talk to me like, you know, he was up to the task to have a good civilized conversation with me until it got sour. He started to curse at me and stuff like that. But you know, when I play back the show and listen to it, you know, I noticed that I couldn't, there was something that did not allow he speaking in a phone to me on the radio. Some of the things that he was saying, I wasn't catching on to them. I keep on, when I listen from, you know, playing it today, I realize why I was asking him to repeat some of the things that he was saying to me, because some of them I wasn't catching them loud and clear. All right, but I did pretty well with that circumstance anyway. However, we talk until, you know, I was glad that we get to talk at such length and to get to say the things he wanted to say and my reaction to him, to what he was saying. And if you listen to the program yesterday, you will get good stimulation from that show yesterday, right? So today is the 25th. Yesterday was the 24th, right? So the 24th edition of the show, if you come on the Cosmic Philosopher, you will find it and you will see that date and play that show. All right. What I want to talk about is the blasphemous lies of the Bible. The name of Jesus sounds so sweet in a believer's ear. That's not a lie. But I thought so too. I used to accept that the name of Jesus sounds sweet in a believer's ear, because I didn't know believe was a word that you must be careful how you're using it. Really. Because word in general is a science. Is a science thing. Word is science. When you talk, you are talking science. And if you don't know what you're saying, you'll talk a lot of foolishness and don't know. Right? And you, people, preacher in church, what you hear their preacher, and they go on like they're under the spell of the Holy Spirit. Right? You see those kind of things? It's madness. Because there is no Holy Spirit. And you may say this is blasphemy, but where does Holy Spirit come from? Oh, it is implying that you are in sin and you need to be saved and have the Spirit of God. And that's not true. It is not true. And we're talking about civilized people now. We're not talking about white people. White people, they are deceivers. And they are not human beings. But now, since they have interbreed with our blood, they begin to talk. And of course, they're not colored people like us. Okay? They're white. They cannot get rid of their white blood except they mingle with some of our people. Right? And they may look a little darker, yeah, because once you mix up the two bloods, whether in wedlock or whichever ever, it turns out different, you know. Look at people who crossbreed and you will see the change. All right. African people are not to marry to white people because they come from monkey. And they are the ones who give us monkey disease over the past 100,000 years. They don't want us to find that out. So nobody is going to praise me for talking about it. But I have to. And if you want to come and face me, come on, right here. 347-850-1358. You got that? Not running from nobody at all. Like, if you listen to the program yesterday, you know, it's early in the show. So you don't have to take the whole time. The number you are to call me at is 347-850-1358. Okay? And if you come in here, I have a discipline. And my discipline is, if you come in and I see you put your hands up, I am going to open up the mic to hear you in, you know, I'm not going to take long before I open up the mic on you. I'm going to open up the mic pretty soon. So if you want to come here and have a chat, just know that. That's my attitude. I don't practice to make the caller wait forevermore. But I want to know if you have a little background, though, on what I am saying, because it will make it easier for us to get along in the conversation, because I don't want to talk and go all around the world to achieve a good dialogue, you know, between me and somebody. So it's good to know what I'm talking about and not just come in and want to talk out of the clear blue sky. All right. So now I'm telling you that the Bible is not a good book, and I'm going to tell you exactly why the Bible is not a good book. Right? Let me tell you now about the boys, at least two boys, one white one, one black one. This one that I'm talking about, I don't remember now if I did see the white boy, maybe, I'm not sure, but I know I see the white boy. I have seen the white boy that is 5 years, that is preaching like a real mature preacher man. Yeah. You would be amused if you see. Now, 5 year old preacher, Luke Tillman. As a matter of fact, the guy is like about 10 years of age now. Okay, so I see him when he was like 5 years of age. But he grew to like be age 10 now. And I tell you what, he really mature. Yeah, really mature. And you would be amused to hear his delivery, right? But the whole thing, when they said Jesus, if you are reading and you understand that Jesus never existed, and you will be frightened to know, Jesus never exists at all. And you won't find out unless you are reading and not believing, because belief make you blind. Yeah. The instant of time you believe in what somebody says,
and commit yourself to what he said and ask you to show proof that you know, you can't. You cannot. When you just believe and you were not shown the knowledge of what you're believing into, you're in trouble there, okay? So word is science. You have to go with the words and their definitions. So if you're just calling these words and you don't know the definitions that is being used, you're in trouble. Word is a science material. No joke about that. So this little dude now, Tillman, Luke Tillman, on the show. What cosmic philosopher has to say? What cosmic philosopher has said? Or I can say, has cosmic philosopher has to say. Yeah, that's right. This sounds better. Yeah, what cosmic philosopher, that's me, has to say. Best of, like, you know, the best of 5-year-old preacher, Luke Tillman, on the show, which is Jennifer Hudson's show. I saw him on. People also ask, who is the 5-year-old preacher? Best of 5-year-old preacher, Luke Tillman, on the show, YouTube, May 29, 2023. Who is the youngest preacher in the world? A question. Or basically, it appears there may be more. Like I said, there is another one out there. So, who is the youngest preacher in the world? They have a question out there. Who is the youngest preacher in the world? It sounds like they are saying he is. Let it be. That's the way they write it. And, you know, it may be in a funny contextual way. It's not that they are saying it is, but it's like, you know, not saying it to say he is, but using a certain type of connotation. You know, they may be like saying, you know, who is the youngest preacher in the world? With that kind of a tone, right? All right, so let's move on. Who is, all right, so I go now to this next paragraph. It's not long. How you, Marjo Ross. Gardner. So Hugh Marjo Ross Garner, born January 14, 1944, is a farmer, evangelist, preacher, and actor. He first gained public attention during the late 1940s when his parent arranged for him to be ordained as a preacher at age 4. Okay? Younger yet. Due to is extraordinary speaking ability.
Wow.
He was the youngest known in the position. All right? So, my friends, what do I have to say about the children? You know, that is destroying the youthful mind to think folly, because none of those things that they're saying is true. And I am saying it bluntly. I don't have any reservation on this because I have read history. I read about whether or not the church, which is Christianity as a whole, can be a viable, a good thing. And I know it's not, because I was in the church from age 7 until I was like in my 60s, right? It's then that I began to learn more and more and come to the realization that those things are nonsense, okay? And to cross the bridge from the church to become a civilized, historic knowledge person, You have got to pay some attention to what you believe in to begin with. And into the science of words, and be careful about what you're reading. It's a very, very tricky stuff. You probably may never get out of believing in the Bible, God, and Jesus, and the apostles, and all that. You probably don't. Because you have to have a mind that is set up to deal with word in a scientific way. And you may think that science, well, you're talking about science, and stuff like that, and you cannot come to see the cognitive force that is behind speaking. And when you're reading, you see, these little children, just like the way I was, they are talking about Jesus in such a way that if something don't happen for them to read and find out that they're reading lies, they will never get out of it. And that is the fact that I have to tell you. Knowledge is a science. Word science process. And knowing the context of what you're talking about. So the context is something that we must understand. And you're reading something and you understand the context of what you're reading, it will cause you to see lies and confusion in the Bible. For example, just look at this plainly. Of how easy I'm going to show you. And watch out that your mind may be already biased against what I'm going to say. But for sure, if you listen well to what I'm saying, and I'm telling you about words, I'm not telling you about anything else. I'm talking about the usage of the word. And if you follow what I'm telling you, you will find out that you don't believe what you're saying, because you shouldn't believe what you're saying unless you find out what you're saying is true. Do you understand that? You got to know what you're saying is true before you believe in it. Otherwise, you're gone. The crook's going to get you. All right. The use of words is very important here if you are a full believing Christian and you can't prove anything about Christianity, about God, about Jesus, about disciples, and stuff like that. It's a bad thing when you can't give a reading knowledge of it that say, well, and all right, you read it and you find out it is true. Right? So you are not just reading it like a preacher preaching and a talk things about Jesus and stuff like that and don't realize that he's reading nonsense. All right, so you will get out from believing in what you don't know. You will untangle it. You look at the word. Just a second. Okay, so now let me just talk about it because I know some people are not afraid to look at these kind of things, okay? So this is what I'm going to do now. When you read the Bible, we accustomed to read Genesis, right? And I'm going to show you exactly how I come to find out that I was reading a lot of lies in the Bible. Using words. You understand me? Now, think about this. You must respect what Genesis say because you believe it, right? You believe it. You don't question it. But now, you are forced. Now, if you're a believer, to stop believing, because you should only believe something after you know about it. You don't believing it first and then get to know it afterward. Your life will be messed up like that. You'll be believing foolishness and you don't know that's what you're doing. Now, in the beginning, God created the heaven on the earth, and the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, right? And I remember when I used to read that, it sounded all right to me. All right, now, a lot of things are going to sound right when you start to read from verse 1. All right, and I'm not going to pick on some things or on everything. I'm going to go to a special place that after we say, well, we assume that all these are good about what God did, okay, in the beginning. So I want to go to the places that, I mean, in color, in word pronunciation and context, where it is obvious that God is not the God that you believe in. That this God is dangerous. Now, we don't want anything to be dangerous to our lives when we believe it. So get the knowledge first. Let's see if we have a God here. Now, God make everything and follow all the things that God made. Listen to this now. Genesis 1, chapter 1, say, verse 14. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Okay? That's cool. That's cool. All right. We want to go down to the part where, you know, after God make a lot of things and God said, verse 22, And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, right? So here it says, go to verse 20. He says, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly. The moving creatures, what he says, abundantly, the moving creatures that had life, fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. All right? So it goes on to say, verse 22, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply. Yeah, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the sea. I'm telling the not human being he's talking to right now. He's talking about the cattle that he created. Let fowl multiply in the earth. All right, so it goes on. And the evening and the morning was the fifth day. So he's going to go into the sixth day now. So he went on to talk about cattle and thing like that he create, and go 25, verse 25. And God made the beast of the field. Don't forget that the beast of the field include the talking serpent that you're going to read about later. Into like chapter 3. So remember that the talking serpent that is going to mess up everything with Adam and Eve, right? They say that it was created into the 6 days when God make everything, okay? So it goes on to say, and God made the beast, God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Right? So we don't read about mankind yet. So let's see where he's going to create mankind now. Verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image. Our image now, not just in my image. In our image, after our likeness. You hear that? No, God is a spirit, you know. You think you can find the spirit of God look like us here? All right. That's a funny one right there, right? You can suspect that. But we're going to go further because, the fact of what I'm going to tell you going to have bright, bright, bright light for you to see that something is wrong with what you believe in. So it goes on to say, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them, mean the humans, have dominion. You see, this is chapter 1, 26. Let them have dominion. Yeah, dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth. You hear? That's what mankind must rule over. Now, think about the white people, them were ruling over the world, and them come from monkey. They don't come from human being. They crossbreed with human being, but their real species is hominid monkey. All right? and they cannot rule the world because they are not human beings. You get it? Good. So it goes on now to say, and over the earth and over the creeping things that creepeth upon the earth. All right. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Right? They singularize this now, right? It don't pluralize now. Up over the other side, they say, he said, let us make man. Isn't that what he says? He says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of, he said, where is it here? He says, yeah, so God created man in his own image. That's singular, yeah? And in his own image, in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. Yeah, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed after its kind, right? Continue to go on and say here, verse 30, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. All right, let's see now what the end of this chapter is going to tell us. Last verse, 31, verse 31 of Genesis 1. And God saw everything. Listen very good now. No. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was not just good, but very good. You see what I mean? So the sodomite them that is writing this makeup story, you see, they couldn't just say it was good. They have to emphasize very good. These European homosexual them, they are the one who write this. Okay. All right. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day, right? So God finished working, but he ended up by saying that he said, and God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. All right, so this is the part where he says here in verse 30, and to every creeping, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creep upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Good. So he make mankind, right? He said, and God said, behold, I have given you. Oh, this is, go up to 23. And God blessed him and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. This part here is what gives it up. Verse 27. So God created man in his own image and made man, created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Okay? All right. So now he finished the work. Right? And he blessed them. I have given every green herb. All right? And now he's like saying, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, including mankind. All right? Now, since them good, it means that internally, what he make up of human, and it doesn't seem like he make the woman yet. This sounds like he only make the man. Or he said them. Yeah. So, all right. So it is implying he made the man and the woman. So now, everything is good about Adam and Eve, right? They have the power that God gave them. So you don't expect nothing going to happen between them and a serpent. Because here God seal it and say, look, everything very good with them. Now, is God lying? Of course God is lying. The God that we are believing in the Bible is lying. Because whereas when God set anything in motion, nobody can stop it. And he's creating mankind with a brain and a whole bunch of high-tech stuff in your bowels and, you know, I mean, even the way that you're going to pass your waste, science by which our body functions. You expect when he say everything is very good that something is going to go wrong? No, because you don't have control over your eyesight. He gave you eyesight. He gave you hearing. He gave you all these smell and stuff like that. I mean, if he make you to smell, which of you don't smell when God make you to smell? You just don't do, and you can't change what he does. So when he said he make them very good and serpent come afterward and do all kind of thing with them, and now they are saying that, you know, the devil defeated us. Devil don't defeat us, because you're going to read in Genesis 3, where a serpent come and ask her, did God say don't eat of this fruit? And she tell him yes and explain to him why God said that. And the serpent say what? You know what? God know that the day you eat of this, you will not die. But you will be wise as gods. Think about what I'm telling you, right? For the first time, you're going to find out that the God what you are read about is not a God at all. Because if God said they were made good, no serpent don't come off of the road, or where, and if God did not even tell them about no serpent to come there. These people were not created to deal with no serpent whatsoever. Because they would never, you don't read about anything after that, that ever defeat them in anything. No. No. Adam is a man that was taken up to the real Nibiru heaven and get knowledge to come back to earth with his knowledge and stuff like that. So what we're reading in the Bible is not no God's word at all. So this story that we are reading, and believe it, it is because it's from we develop as children, they taught us these things, right? But the word usage is what I'm emphasizing, that what you're reading here is not a word of God, okay? So, what is now? I'm going to go over to verse 3, okay? Because this is where a lot of things of crookedness is, where you are to read and follow it and even see that there is an error in when God created the humans first. Like, it is put in the context that he created the man first. And in the second chapter, he says, he made them simultaneously, right? Simultaneously in the second chapter, when it was only the man alone he created first, right? So something is fuzzy about that. However, I'm going to the more ironclad place to show you that there is no God here that they're writing about. All right? So what is now? The third chapter of Genesis is my starlighted emphasis that we're not dealing with no God in this Bible here. Because this is saying something that when God makes something good, very good, nobody don't come back and do all them kind of something there while we're reading. And how it goes. It says, now the serpent, aren't you frightened to hear now, oh, there is a serpent here when God make everything good already? All right, watch this. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. So he make a beast to come and interfere with Adam and Eve. That don't make any sense. And when I tell you why people make this write this book, there's a lot for us to know in history to make us understand why white people are ruling over us. We're not going to find out unless we get to the root of history. Just a second.
Weekend. All right, good. Yeah, I'm doing the show, you know. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I want to tell you, I have a show yesterday that I would like for you to listen to it. On the, yesterday is the 24th, right? All right. Well, at the show I did yesterday, man, I talked to my guy, and it was a good show, man. Okay. The cosmic philosopher. Yeah?
Yeah, cool.
Okay, take care.
Okay, now I'm sorry for that break. However, let's get back to the business, because I'm telling you something that is strange. I don't expect, only people who are very, very, very bright in making distinction with words, they won't have a problem with what I'm saying, because they will see the whole bunch of confusion inside here. There's no God in here that you're talking about, because God cannot be so upside down when he make things, and some things work and some things don't work, right? So the story that they're talking about now, a serpent just come up, you know, and he's one of the beasts of what he made in the 6 days. This serpent is going to come out from what God created. God created a serpent to come and interfere with these two people. But observe also that the serpent that we have been believing to come and deceive Eve did not deceive Eve. The serpent told Eve the truth and proved that God lied when he said they would be wise as God. That was the truth. Because there was the Elohim on earth at that time that created mankind. But back in those days, 100,000 years ago, these European settlers, their species was hominid, monkeys, primates. Back in those days, they were not white people like you think here, what you're looking at here. And because our brain are retarded because of all the disease that they use to contaminate our system, our body, and our brain. That's why we are here today. They take control of our lives because our brain is retarded. We're not seeing the things we're supposed to. So you have to be a person who is serious about reading words and know what you're reading. We're not reading about any God and no talking serpent. These white people are the talking serpent, because they were monkeys. How do they begin to talk? If they did not interbreed with our blood, how could they be talking? So there's a lot that we don't know, and we are singing praise Jesus and all this kind of thing when there is really no truth in God of the Bible. No. And just understand that the Bible is not a history book. They want us to take the book like it's history, but the Bible is not history. They may have some things in there, some places that refer to something that is history, but the Bible is not a history book. It's supposed to be a holy Bible, a holy book where God talked to prophets, but no God not talk to any prophets to know Abraham and all them kind of thing. No, God, no. What they're talking about, they're talking, the only thing about Abraham is about the gods that created all of us in South Africa, right? And that's not what the Bible is talking about. The God, the Bible is talking about a fictitious God that these European, you know, how do we come to tangle up with them? Except that something went wrong, that we don't have any more kingship government in Africa. No, everybody turned Christian because these people use their disease on us and a lot of things wrong with our brain. And it doesn't mean that you can't go and go to a college or a university. Yes, you can go there, but a lot of things wrong with the education you get when it comes to your concept and your knowledge and things like that. A whole bunch of stuff wrong with you. So you turn a church person, and they can make you into anything you want to be in the church. So if we don't find out that something is wrong with our head and begin to read and proper knowledge, we are going to die with our retarded brain. That's what is going to happen, right? So I am telling you now, if you're praying to this God and you know for sure that God is perfect and you see things coming up in the Bible that can never be, and you're going to say, well, God knows, you know, God can do this and God can do that. Is that the way God perfect? Is that the way God proved that he's perfect? And that is what ruin our minds, because we believe in things that don't have facts to prove it. And you say, well, I believe. And you keep on saying you believe. You're not supposed to believe before you know. That's why you go to school and you get knowledge by words when you go to school. School is not going to give you a believing class. That's where the problem is. You don't believe in something till after you know about it. Just like you fall in love with a lover, and you know all of the glamour and attraction, emotion that you go through, you don't pay no attention to whether this person has good intellect, good behavior, and can, you know, swim out of the storm and stuff like that. You don't check that. You just look from the body and the looks of this person and where them talking nice and everything like that. You see what I mean? Till it don't go too far before you find out that this person is not what you thought. That's the way it is with Christianity. Some of us will find out that it's nonsense. Some of us is not going to find out that it's nonsense. Because once we believe it, we become bond with Jesus and with God and praying and giving our tithes and offering and stuff like that. When, you know, we are far away from knowing what we are supposed to know. But read it and see how God say, I give you all these things. You know, and you are to rule over everything. We're not ruling over everything. We have our government to establish, and we're not doing that. These sodomite white people take control of us. Okay, so going on now to these places where it is my interest to show you that you're reading a bunch of lies and you believe it that is true. Now, this is the knowledge here to prove whether or not you are reading the word of God from a God that is perfect. Remember, this God that I am reading about here, he said he's sorry, he repented that he made man. He and Jesus create the heaven and the earth and made human being. Now, you want to tell me that the both of them did not see that these people were going to do bad things? He said he made them. And You read in the Bible that when a creator of something make the object can't turn around on the maker and said, you did not make me. The Bible tell you that. So if you are not reading and finding logic to things, make the ends meet, you're being led astray. You're gonna go to church all the time, and you never look beyond anything to see if anything is wrong. So let's go on now. Listen to this, the serpent and Eve. He says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God made. And Eve said unto the woman, yes, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, she was not skeptical of the serpent or not like that. And we never see no serpent in the world up to this point. So this is a one-time something in the Bible that maybe this is not the only thing, but this thing here, you can't pass over this because we never seen no serpent, snake, talk to a human being, you know, and this is what them writing in here. So once you are believing this with every other junk that they have lying, we don't look at this like it's something serious, but it is serious when you're worshiping a God that is talking in these kind of a terms, right? All right. So it went on. Yes, God said, you shall not eat of every tree in the garden. And the woman said unto this, to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but of the fruit of the tree, you see, now he singled this tree is one singular tree, but he said before they could eat of the trees. This time he's saying, but don't, but of the fruit of the tree, singular, which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. You understand that? Now, think that you're talking about a serpent that God made in the garden in 6 days. Come now to turn them, to turn his plan, you know, to mash up his plan. Now, God didn't know that that snake was going to come there and mash up his plan. This is a catch here. This is a catch. If you are looking at the words like I'm saying, God made this serpent and say this serpent was good too. Don't you see? Because they're very good. And this, he knew that this serpent was going to come there. Now, it is these sodomite European people writing these stories. Can't you see? A God like this could be perfect. He and his son Jesus Christ. And then you're going to see those scriptures like in St. Matthew 26, where Jesus didn't want to die for the sins of the world no more. You remember that? Yeah. If Jesus, who made a decree with his Father before they make heaven and earth, and would come to die for the sins of people, and now it's time to come for him to die, and him have his disciple them, and when time come for him to die, give up himself to die, he was busy trying to get his Father to not make him bother with the crucifixion again. St. Matthew 26 said that. Hello, hello. You talking about God is a perfect God? Huh? No. But what I'm trying to say to you, all this time, we believe that you know, God is true, and these things with what is written in the Bible is true. But now you pull it apart with the words and find out, say, look, God cannot be a perfect man. When you're praying to this God, and you, even if you see something good happen to you, don't attribute it to this God in the Bible till you can show that what God say turn out to be true. There is nothing here that is telling us that the God is a truthful God. Okay? And that's what I am showing you there, that, and I am even learning as I am talking to you, because I never did focus into the fact that, you know, God did say everything he created was very good. All the creatures them, including this talking serpent. You know, but how that serpent come to be talking to the human being, you know, that is not a good thing. You see what I mean? That's not a good thing. So everything is turning upside down now, and they are using all kind of trash for us to believe in the Bible that God created everything. That's not true. Not right here. So now, look at what is going to happen. You're going to find out that this serpent was telling Eve the truth. This is what they're writing, because this is not no inspired writing. And if you take the Bible and think that it is true, then your brain is not ticking right. You see what I mean? Because easy now. I am even expanding that. Oh my gosh! Yeah, the serpent here was also blessed to be a good serpent. Now he's not a good serpent. Although God bless him and say he's good, he come in and he tell the woman, tell Eve that God is not telling her the truth. She's not going to die. The serpent deny that God is true. All right. What is going to be worse is that when you come on down and read the 21st verse, where God is going to come back and begin to curse Eve and Adam and curse the serpent, right? Look at the way it's going to turn out. And this is where you're going to find out that I am serious using these words and finding lies. Watch this. Verse 19. In the sweat, he begin to curse them. In the sweat of your brow, you shall, he says, in the sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread till thou return to the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou return. So you're looking at God cursing Adam and Eve because God is claiming that the serpent lied to Eve, deceived Eve. No, the serpent never deceived Eve. Eve did the right thing, but we come on reading this thing now, not seeing that the serpent told her the truth, because God said, you're going dead if you eat it. And the serpent said, no, God know the day you eat this fruit in the middle of the garden. What was in the middle of the garden? And what was around the tree in the middle of the garden? All right. Some other trees around the middle, the singular tree in the garden. Look at this picture, and you will find the devil standing up in this Bible and deceiving us, and we don't find out. All right? So, God come in and see that they eat the fruit. What was the fruit? does it sound like it's really fruit from tree? When him said, don't touch it, don't eat it. They're talking about sex here. You see, and it's like the woman's body with her vagina in the midst of her body. It's like to say, well, Adam and Eve could just romance and touch up each other, but don't penetrate. Look at it. That's what it is. Don't have sex. It means that there was no talking serpent. Only in a figure of speech there was, because it's the white sodomite hominids them attack the African people and infect them with their diseased blood. That's what happened. These white people with the churches, they are the one that messes up the people of the gods. Listen, this kind of lie in the Bible, there's no way that you can escape this. There's no way you can escape this. This is a lie that your mind has to be duped badly for you not to see that what they're saying about God and the serpent is not true. And when you find out that you have something in there to gain, and is that, you want to find the right God to worship and stuff like that. You know, don't let anybody fool you. But now you see God is cursing them and claiming that, you know, they yield to the serpent. So what was going on in the garden in real history is not what they're writing here in the Bible, but they want us to come to the church. These white people, they want us to come to the Christian church because they're the one that created Christianity. In the world history textbook, I'm telling you the truth. I know that for a fact. It's them make up Christianity. Okay, so if you read this thing and figure out where the truth is in it and where the lie is, you won't need to talk to nobody else about conviction into these kind of a folly in the Bible. All you believe it from a child, but once you can read it and see it is lying, you need to start to look for knowledge here. Don't let nobody fool you. So it went on. And look and see how wicked this God is. He's saying here, and Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. So he goes on to say, and to Adam also, and to his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skin. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us. You remember what the serpent said to Eve? The day God know the day when you eat of this fruit, you will become wise as the gods. The serpent tells that to the Eve. So how could the serpent deceive mankind? The serpent did not deceive mankind. He opposed what God said. Because God said, if you eat it, you're going to die. Whichever context you have it in, you're going to suffer. But when the serpents come in, these guys writing this, they are lunatics. You see, they don't know how to write and to keep their lies in line. So they contradict their own self. They said, God said, tell Eve that she's going to die if she eat the fruit. And the way they describe the fruit in the middle and the outer trees. You see what I mean? You can find out that they're not really talking about a real fruit on a tree. It means that they are substituting the fact of the situation by talking about something that don't exist and hope that you're going to believe it. The only reason why we believe these whole bunch of foolishness is because our brain is retarded because of the different diseases that we contract over the 100,000 years ago. I mean, we are never without disease. But the first 100,000 years that we develop in Africa, there is no writing at all that say that we did have some disease. None whatsoever. Okay? If you will find real salvation if you begin to read like this and pick out the lies. Okay? So, God now is confessing and saying that, he says, and the Lord said, behold, the man is become like one of us. God has said that. After I encouraged them, said the serpent deceived them, and him cursed the serpent. Can't you see the puddle of mud in what you're reading? Why God said that? And you forget that God told her that if she eats it, she's going to die. No, they're not dead because they follow the serpent. And what the serpent tell her was true. And God come and confirm it. See? In verse 22 of the third chapter of Genesis, and the Lord God said, behold, the man is become one of us to know good and evil. So he didn't want Adam and Eve to know good and evil. Can't you see that? It's plain. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, the Lord God himself, therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to fill the ground with, what? He said, to till the ground from whence he was taken. You hear that? Yeah. God here is a liar. So, he drove the man. He shouldn't drive them out because they did the right thing. But now he's on the wrong side. So this is what God is saying, talking a whole bunch of nonsense, right? A whole bunch of sewer running water. That's what God is doing in this Bible here. So if you're afraid of blasphemy, you don't know what blasphemy is. God is who is blasphemous. God. Because of him lied to Adam and Eve and say, you're going to dead. The serpent come and say, no. But why did they wrote that the serpent is one of the beasts that God made in the 6 days that he created mankind? Why? They don't have enough truth to tell and to fix up what them trying to say, you know, that will have some semblance of truth to it. No, the whole thing go bad, and they couldn't do better besides write them a whole bunch of foolishness that they say God is saying he has to do. So you can say, well, but God didn't want them to have the fruit of life. that fruit that he was telling Eve not to eat. That was the tree of life, and he did not want them to have it. So my friends, if you don't see anything in what I'm saying, I know that there are some people that are going to see it, right? And throughout the Bible, these whole bunch of foolishness is written, okay? This is Genesis, that anybody who can see that Genesis is not a spiritual book. And when I say it is the worst book, it is, well, I don't know of any other book that even, you know, the little portion that I see in the Old Testament. You have to separate that part of it from every place else in the Bible. There's nothing in the New Testament that is true. Nothing at all. Because I could tell you lies that Jesus tell, right? Jesus said in St. John 17, this is one of the lies that hardly anybody find out. If anybody out there find out, that's wonderful. But I just found out after I find a whole bunch of other lies. But this one I didn't find out. And is the one that you have to cross-reference to find this lie that Jesus told. And the lie is a cross between St. John 17, 4 and 5 verse, where Jesus said, Father, I'm coming home to you now. Right? Because I finished the work that you gave me to do on earth, and I'm coming back now, and I want you to give me the glory that I have with you before heaven and earth and these people. Right? He said, I finished the work that you gave me to do. And throughout places in the New Testament, you see where Jesus was making preparation to come back to God and finish off the work we do with the 12 disciples. You remember that? Jesus taught the 12 disciples. And then you had the what them call the Passover and all them whole bunch of nonsense. Right? So Jesus say he finished the work. And you have the scripture them there to represent where he was closing down, you know, because he taught them all the things that he should teach them and say, go into all the world and preach the gospel. You read St. Matthew 28, right? And you can see where God bid goodbye and then go up into St. John 17 and say that he finished the work. So you can see where Jesus bid goodbye in the Bible in several places there. Come on. All right, so what happened? What happened when the time came for Jesus to give himself up to die for the sins of the world? Jesus instead, look at how these white people write stuff. These white people, like I say, they are hominid turned kind of human-like. They're not real human, but they try hard, and now they are a big, big challenge to us. Okay, but we have got to get our eye open real good before we can deal with these white people. So there you go. Jesus is saying he finished the work, and now he is caught in Acts of the Apostles 9 chapter. You see that? So you're going from St. John 17. From 1 to the 5th verses and to Acts of the Apostles 9 chapter. Because in that, you see where Jesus, when he went back to heaven, he converted St. Paul by force. Because he knocked St. Paul off his horse and blinded him. and, yes, he blind him and starve him for 3 days until he sent Ananias to go there and minister to him and bring him back. These are warped scriptures that when you examine them, look here, I do paralegal, so there's no way I'm making any mistake with this. So if you want to continue and think that you believe in the Bible and it's true, it's up to you. But I'm showing you the literal words that lies about what these white people write in the Bible. You see what I mean? There's a whole bunch of stuff. We're walking over what they do with us. Because for number one, when we came to the Western world, they should not have come after us and begin to talk about they are invading us and controlling us. No. But this is what happened to us because our brain is, like I told you, retarded, man. We are retarded right now. They're ruling us because our brain is retarded. You go to school. We shouldn't be going to their educational university and stuff like that. Where they come from going, doing all these things to us? Simply because they know our brain is gone. You see? But good thing that we are remnant. It is written that the God will open our eyes to see. And I can read those scriptures to you in Isaiah 28 and 29. And I think Isaiah 56 too, if I'm not mistaken with that one. But there are scriptures that don't talk nothing about no Christianity, and that we will be, our eye will be open to see the truth. And this is what is happening. He says, we shall see the truth line by line. Line by line, precept upon precept. We are going to come out of this with these sodomite white people. They are going to destroy themselves. But we, to be careful that we read and understand and live the right way. All right, so I am telling you some of these things now where Jesus himself is... This is not just one of the place where the people are writing Jesus lie. They lie all over the place. Everything they write about what Jesus said in St. John, Luke, and Mark, and so forth and so on, and in epistles, they're not true. You see what I mean? So what they're writing that Jesus Christ with his father to come and die. He didn't want to die, leaving one batch of the disciples, about nine of them, put them to stay there and go with like three other of the disciples up the road or up on the hill. And he leave them. You know, you look at the way they're writing this and the impression that they are creating. Jesus left the three last disciple with him and go yonder to pray and come back and find the disciple them and nod to sleep and things like that and say, can't you watch with me and all that? These faggots writing this stuff and we believe in it. You hear? That's what is happening. How could Jesus and his son, they are perfect, how they now are giving up on what they decide to do for the sinful men? There was no sinful men like what they're talking about in the Bible. Something happened, but, you know, they go far afield from what happened. So we don't need to put on the burden of church on ourselves because the church is a faggot homosexual thing. You hear? That's all it is. There's a whole lot more places in the Bible here where, like I said, all the epistles are lies. The four this the four epistles of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, these things are rotten sewer that we believe in. Hey, if you catch the Bible lie one place, it lies every place until you find a place in the Bible that make real perfect sense. It's not a part of the foolishness, because the Bible is an anthology. Different people write it, so they manage to take some of the things that were written not for them, but they take it and push it into the Bible because they don't have enough sense to do that. These white people, it's not because they have good senses why they are leading the world. It's because they make us a fool with disease. It is disease that put us where we are. You hear me? That's it. So, I'm giving it to you. But like I say, there's too many places in the Bible. The Bible is full of lies about Jesus say that. No Jesus exists at all. Because Jesus didn't write anything in the Bible. Well, I said, Jesus said this and Jesus said that. No, Jesus never did anything. Well, you know, I wanted to tell you more things about these lies in the Bible. But I tell you what. Come on here on the show with me one day. And we can talk about some of these. And you can help me with some of them. Because I'm good at finding these scriptures. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7 prophecy has not yet fulfilled in the Bible. You hear me? That is not fulfilled about unto us a child is born, his son is given, and the name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Yeah, it never fulfilled. And Jesus himself, what they say in the Bible, was to be crowned. He never crowned. Jesus went and hid in a hill, in a bush, and did not accept the crowning. So until this day, what are you worshiping about Jesus? It does not appear at all in the New Testament at all. Only the prophecy is there in Isaiah and the Old Testament. But it is not fulfilled nowhere in the New Testament. The amount of nonsense, sewer stuff that they write about Jesus in the New Testament is sewer stuff. Sewer! I said sewer! And we think it's true. And you're going to a convention on this and that and stuff like that. It's not true. And nobody is going to be able to, you know, to reprove what I say. Because I tell you, I have good sense of law and when it comes to like government jurisdiction and stuff like that, these folks, they're rotten. They are rotten. They don't have anywhere to climb to defend themselves because Jesus never exists and they are making law based upon Jesus. A.D. Anno Domini. What is that? That's not about real government. And we allow them to be taken away, strip us of everything. They have no government at all. And everything they have, they learn it from us. Because take you back into the world is your textbook. They were never, ever a civilized species. Until now, they are not a civilized species. They crossbreed with our blood and begin to talk and carry on like they are human beings. But look at the kind of stuff they write in the Bible. Look what they write in the Bible. Talking about God is perfect. Far from it. Far from it, my friends. And the truth about the world and us, big and wide, is the cosmos out there for us to understand about truth, about ourselves. And if we continue with the Bible, we're not going to get there at all. Because there is nothing true in what they're talking about Jesus and God. Nothing. All right, so I want to like leave this with you. I hope at least you only need to get a little jump start with your word clarity, okay? and begin to read these stories. And another story I can give you is St. Matthew 2. St. Matthew 2 that talks about wise men see the star and stuff like that. Listen to me. Not in a gospel. No wise men saw no star and begin to follow the star. It's a lie. You remember about Herod? I didn't know all along that the star made a stop at Herod's house. And they didn't need any direction from Herod, nor from anybody at all, because the star knew exactly where to go. But they're writing these old bunch of foolishness, like I'm telling you, and not unless we begin to read, we're not going to find out. But call me and let me know what you think about what I tell you, because, you know, it's not that I'm hungry so to talk to people. But it is needed for us to talk. I'm on the radio. People hear what you say and stuff like that. You know, I mean, they would have, you know, like, write me off long time ago, you know, and find me in too much nonsense. But nobody cannot do that because I have legal knowledge. I'm reading well enough to explain what I'm saying. Nobody. When I'm telling you, these white people up in Washington, you think that federal government is a government? No. We don't have any government in America right now, active government. No, we have these sodomites that are writing in the Bible and talk about what God writes and says in the beginning and all that kind of thing. These are sodomites, okay? See them over there in Palestine killing the people who are the right, if they were any Israelite, it has to be our people. But I don't know anything about that Israelite stuff. It is their sewer kind of foolishness that they're using on us. And I can see that when I come out and find these things and talk, a lot of people don't fathom what I'm saying, right? but I know what I'm saying to be true. And not until you can see it for yourself, you can make use of it. I'm making use of it because I know it's true, and nobody's disproving me. Blessings to you, and take care. I have to play my closing song here. And don't forget those scriptures that I tell you. Come back to me. We can talk about them. It's a lot for us to talk about the lies of God and Jesus in the Bible. Here, I am going to, like, play this favorite tune of mine. Okay? It's going to be Hero. Mariah Carey, I Can't Stop, you know, hearing this tune.
What you